Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. We are happy to bring this broadcast to you every Sunday morning. Today we read from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 26 and 27, these words of Jesus. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Today I'd like to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that he would send the Holy Spirit. He promised this several times to his disciples, as recorded especially in the Gospel of St. John. And then in Acts chapter 2, we see a record, an historical account of what happened when Jesus' promise was fulfilled. The apostles were together in one place, and then by a miraculous descent, the Holy Ghost came upon them. It was like the house they were in was filled with the sound of a rushing wind. There were tongues of fire upon the head of each of the apostles, and then they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in languages they had never learned. Just as at the Tower of Babel, God divided the languages because the people were trying to work their way up to heaven, now when God reveals his grace to the world through the preaching of the gospel, he speaks the same gospel in many different languages to signify the unity of the Holy Christian Church on earth. Jesus promised to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he kept his promise. What difference does it make? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? You know, you read material these days on spirituality. You read books about how to overcome this or that or the other trouble of life. And so often you see the proposal that the answer to your troubles lies within yourself. But listen to what St. Paul, the Apostle, writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Beginning at verse 13, he says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." We need the Holy Spirit because without the Holy Spirit, we think that God's gospel is foolish. We think that the wonderful wisdom of God is foolish. Listen to what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. He says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.'" Here is a sobering fact, a spiritual fact of life that we should learn. We, by nature, think exactly the opposite of the way God thinks. And this specifically in the area of spirituality. Probably the most popular slogan that was developed within the church of the Middle Ages to help Christians on their way to glory was a Latin phrase translated into English as, "Do what is in you to do." Basically, listen to the coach. The coach tells the runner, All you can do is the best you can. If you take first place or fourth place, that's not what matters, as long as you run the race as well as you can run it. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about a race I ran way back in 1968. An invitational meet in Clayton, Missouri. The 2-mile run. And I ran. And I gave it what I thought was my best. I was pacing the front runner throughout the race until after the 7th lap, going into the final lap. I, in the words of every distance runner, died. I couldn't do it. And that last lap was so slow and painful, I ended up taking 4th place. Not first, not second, 4th. I don't even think I placed. Did I give it my all? Now you ask a 14-year-old boy, did you give it your all? Does he know? I can guarantee you he cannot answer that question. He can say, I think I did, but what if I just gave in to the pain? What if I just gave in to the weakness? Couldn't I have reached down into myself for more at that moment? Couldn't I have held on and at least taken second place? Will you know? Can you know for sure? You cannot know. You cannot know for sure. And yet that's exactly the kind of religion that is promoted all over the world. You do the best you can do, and then God will take care of the rest. You just do what is in you to do, and then let God worry about the rest of your future. But you know, the Christian gospel says that's not true. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, shows us that the only confidence we can have that God is gracious to us, the only confidence we can have that our sins are forgiven, that God is on our side, that we have an eternal life waiting for us in heaven, is the crucifixion of Jesus, where Jesus suffered and died for the sin of the world, where Jesus paid our debt that we owed to God, where Jesus, who fully fulfilled all of the demands of God's law, suffered and died for us. We don't find eternal life by doing what we can do, because we'll never do enough, and we'll never know if we've really done what we could do. But we find peace with God, we find comfort, we find eternal life by doing nothing at all, but trusting in Him who suffered and died for us. Jesus says, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And everything that Jesus said to them was for the purpose of leading them away from trusting in themselves and leading them to trusting in Jesus. When you put your confidence in yourself, you put your confidence in what will condemn you. Because we do not by nature think the way God thinks. But the Holy Ghost comes and persuades us that the foolishness of the cross is true wisdom. And He does this by teaching us. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, He will teach you all things. Now that's an interesting idea, that we would find comfort and peace with God by being taught. And yet you look around and you see that any concern about pure doctrine is routinely denigrated as if the pure teaching of God's Word just doesn't matter. And it's far more important to have an authentic religious experience than to hold on to the correct teaching. But that is entirely contrary to what Christ Himself says. Jesus says that it is by means of teaching us. That is, it is by means of doctrine, of teaching us the true doctrine, that the Holy Spirit brings us peace. So we ought to listen to Jesus teach us. What you think and believe matters in this life. And if you think that your eternal destiny depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it, you'll never find any peace in this life. But if you believe, because you are correctly taught by the Holy Ghost Himself, that your eternal future does not depend on what you do, But it depends on what Christ has done for you. And what he has done for you is given to you by faith. It is given to you. Then you will have peace. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." I give to you. Now, if he gives it to you, you don't work for it. If he gives it to you, you don't run for it. You don't earn it. If he gives it to you, you receive it as a gift. Do you not? Not as the world gives, do I give to you, he adds. Well, the world gives you peace that depends on you. How are we going to have peace in this world? By having an army that is bigger than the army of the fella who might want to do us harm. And so we establish peace by preparing for war. We protect ourselves with weapons so that others will be afraid to do us harm. That's the way the world has always established peace. Christ doesn't establish that kind of peace, which is always tentative, which all of the wars of the world demonstrate. No, Christ gives us a peace that comes from the forgiveness of our sins. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You don't have to be afraid of anything that happens in life, because you don't have to be afraid that God is going to hurt you or punish you. You know that the God of all creation is the one who cares specifically about your personal problems. And how do you know that? You know that because the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, has persuaded you of the truth of the foolishness of the cross. That what the world calls foolishness, this man suffering and dying and being despised by everyone who sees him, that this is pure wisdom, because this is where God himself, in the person of his Son, who is also our brother, takes upon himself all of the sin and the evil of the world and destroys that sin and evil by his own holiness, so that good triumphs over evil and everything that could bring us pain is swallowed up and destroyed there in the death of Jesus, as God, who has joined the human race, faces all human depravity and wickedness and drowns it in his blood. The world says this is foolishness. The Holy Ghost says this is wisdom, and he teaches it to us, and he teaches it to us, and he teaches it to us, and he persuades us that it's true. And then the words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." These words take on true meaning, because the Holy Ghost himself has convinced us. Without the Holy Spirit, we'd look at the gospel and think it's just plain foolishness. But through the gospel that we hear, through the Lord's Supper of Christ's body and blood that we eat and we drink, through holy baptism, which washes us all of our lives, the Holy Ghost changes the way we think. He convinces us of the true doctrine, and in so doing, he brings us peace, the peace of Jesus, true and everlasting peace with God. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We welcome you to come and visit any one of our congregations. We have divine service every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock at First Evanger in Fertile, at 9:30 at Grace in Crookston, and at 11:30 at First American in Mayville. Check us out on the World Wide Web, www.christforus.org, and tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast.